the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name is Dan Latto, and so it's actually been a couple of months since we've recorded a couple of these, and so we thought we'd better just hit the airwaves once more. Because we've been getting a couple of emails coming through from people asking, where are they? And so basically we stopped doing them in, I think about March of 2017. We're now just at the end of June 2017. We're a couple of days away from July. So we've taken like 3 or 4 months off. And the reason for that is I just needed a break, really. So we didn't take on any more coaching clients. We just finished with the coaching clients that we already had. We've still got a couple of us ongoing. And I just really wanted to take some time off. I've been travelling an awful lot to and from the United Kingdom. We're up to like 178,000 miles. That's how many miles I've travelled to go see the kids on a weekend. So that's over the last 3 years almost. What's that? That's about 6 or 7 times around the earth consecutively. That's an awful lot of miles. It's about 1,000 miles door to door. I say door-to-door, I mean for plane taking off to a plane landing, it's about 1,000 miles. It's then an extra, 200 miles to actually get to the airport at this end. I'm in Spain right now, and then it's about 6 minutes in a taxi at the other end. But it all adds up, you know, so we do that, you know, 4 times a month as well. So that's like, you know, that's another 800 miles as on top of 1,000 miles for every flight that we do. So it's huge, right? So we just wanted to take a little bit of time off, so we've done that. We've been hanging out by the pool. We've got a little bit sunburned. It's hot, hot, hot. It's like 32, 33 degrees. It feels a lot warmer, especially out in the sun. So we just wanted to take some time off. So a lot's happened, obviously. The biggest thing that's happened, Brexit has just been a complete mess, as always. And we had a general election that I'm sure everyone's really annoyed at. But one of the reasons that we do these podcasts is because we want to change people's perceptions, you know. So sometimes we're a little bit controversial about what we're saying. We're not controversial just in order to be controversial. All right, maybe sometimes we are, okay. But sometimes we're controversial because we want to get people to stop what they're thinking and actually think of maybe this is not the way that life is. So let me chuck something at you and just see how you feel about this. So, you know, I'm a Tory, really. I've always, when I voted, I would class myself as a conservative type of person. But certainly in the last couple of years, that's definitely changed. And do you know what? I've actually not voted in 20 years. I think voting is a complete and utter waste of time. And whilst everybody else was out voting, I was getting my cryptocurrency purchases in line. You know, so we're talking Bitcoin, Litecoin and Ethereum right now. And so we were getting all that stuff. Everyone else is out and talking politics about Jeremy Corbyn and Theresa May and all the terrible stuff that's been going on. We've had two terrorist attacks. We've had the Grenfell Tower fire. Really horrific stuff going on. But whilst everybody else is eyes glued to the screen, it's an opportunity for us not to do that and to go the opposite direction to what everybody else is doing. And everybody else wants to talk about that stuff. And yeah, it's important to talk about. But for me, it's important for someone else to talk about that stuff. It's got nothing to do with me, nothing whatsoever. The general election has zero to do with me, okay? And the reason I talk about it like this, and I know some people are like, oh, you know, people died in order to give us a vote, and you're wrong. People died in order to give us the choice to vote. That's what democracy is. It's about choice, and that's I use my choice not to vote. I do, however, use my choice to ensure that my own financial future is well looked after. My own health is looked after. My relationships are looked after. That's in the realm of what I can change, you know. My one vote doesn't count for anything. It counts for absolutely zero. And so that's why I don't vote. However, me investing in, for example, cryptocurrency, let's just say, that can have a tremendous impact on my future in 10, 15, 20 years' time, and my family's future in 10, 15, 20 years' time. So that's why we don't vote. And it's controversial. People get really upset by it. You know, my granddad fought in World War II, both of them. So I get it, right? And all right, the suffragette movement, in order to give women the right to vote, fabulous, But, you know, if I lived in those times, that was as far away removed as the general election is for me today. It's just a complete irrelevance. What we want to do, and what we want you guys to do as well, is we want you to create your own little cocoon. Do you remember that film, Cocoon? And there were old people, and there were these little rocks, these big rocks, actually, from outer space, and they made the old people feel young again. What we want to do is we want to create this cocoon around us, this bubble around us, so that no matter what happens with Brexit, no matter who gets in power, be it the DUP with a Tory coalition government, heaven help us, with some of the archaic ideas that people have, you know, anti-abortion, anti-gay, anti-gay marriage, that's crazy. Let people, you know, if you don't like gay people, don't be gay. You know, if you're homophobic, don't hang around with people who are into, who have same-sex marriages. Just don't hang around with them. Live and let live, right? I don't understand what the problem is. So what we want to do for you is we want to create this cocoon so that no matter what happens with Brexit, we're still covered. No matter who gets in power, be it Jeremy Corbyn, we're cocooned, we're protected, and we're continually working against the very governments that are trying to take our money away from us. So we've got Section 24 where, you know, we're now going to get taxed on revenue. Crazy, crazy idea, right? Taxed on revenue. And I know the Office for National Statistics, the ONS, are saying that rents are dropping. I don't know where they're getting their data from, but they've not asked me about anything. I have no idea where we're getting the data from. My rents have gone up between 10 and 30% in the last 12 months, minimum, right? Like, across the board. So I don't know where they're getting their data from saying that rents are dropping. I imagine, because it's a statistic, and there's lies, damn lies, and statistics, right? So if they're saying there's a 2.6% drop in rents, that's because London's dropped 8% and everywhere else has gone up 0.5%, or whatever it happens to be. And it averages out over the entirety of the United Kingdom. But there's a couple of things that are going on there, you see. So first of all, we've got stamp duty on second homes. So how many people buy second homes in London? Lots of people, I imagine. Lots of investors. So they've all gone, okay? But before they all went, a lot of properties got bought. So all these properties coming on, flooding on the market. I think something like 95% of all second property purchases in London were from overseas investors. So what's happening is they're coming in, buying in through companies, overseas companies. They're buying up all the housing stock, right? That floods the market. Then rents are dipping because there's lots of properties out for rent right now. That's not going to last forever. That'll last another year or two. It takes a while to get out of the cycle because in 6 months' time, that property will come on the market again, and maybe in 12 months' time, in 18 months' time, because we get six-month tenancies. But over a period of time, that'll calm down and your rents will start shooting up again. So that's the first thing. The other thing is that a lot of landlords are also selling up right now, because they can't cope with the, it's not stamp duty that's affecting them, but it's the tax on revenue. So if you're bringing in £2,000 a month and your mortgage is £1,800, obviously you've made £200 profit. But the wonderful person with the brain cell that decided this is that if you've got £2,000 coming in rental income, you've actually got £2,000 of profit, right? So we're going to tax that 20%, assuming you're a lower based taxpayer, okay? So that's £400. You've only made £1,800. Sorry, you've got £1,800 on your mortgage. You've only made £200 minus the £400. You're down to minus £200. You're paying to put tenants in your properties. Why would you do that? So those people are selling. Interestingly, the sales have dropped as well in London. I find that really interesting. People don't know what to do. All this Brexit uncertainty. We've had a general election. Lots and lots and lots of uncertainty. As a property investor, if you're into property and you're listening to this, still buy. I would keep buying. And we talk about dollar cost averaging, where you buy, let's just say, one every 6 months for the next 20 years, right? Regardless of whether it goes up or down, side to side, whatever, it makes no difference. You should dollar cost average whatever you're buying into. If you're buying cryptocurrency, you know, allocate £200 a month. If you've got £1,000, don't put £1,000 straight into Bitcoin. Dollar cost average it, £200 a month over the next 5 months. You'll get a much better return on your money doing it that way, and it's a lot, lot safer. What if Bitcoin dips down to £5 each? Well, then you'll be able to buy a lot more next month, won't you? So, because it's only £5 each. But if you buy a full £1,000 yesterday and it dips down to £5 today, you've lost, you know, £2,000 per coin, right? So, dollar cost average it. But look, the reason why we run these podcasts is because we want you to see the world through a different pair of eyes. So let me just say something controversial, just to get you upset, and then we'll backtrack. So, if you voted Conservative in this general election, this is what you voted for, okay? Now, bear in mind, before I upset you, this is designed to upset you, and it's designed to be offish, right? It's designed to be off with you, right? Okay, so, if you voted for the Conservative, this is what you voted for. You like fox hunting. You also want nurses, less nurses, you want less teachers, and you want less police officers, and you want less fire service people. Firemen, we still call them. What, fire officers? I don't know what we call them, to be non-sexist, but firemen, right? You've made a cut in all those public services. You've also made a cut for people who are disabled and people who are living on a breadline. 42% of the United Kingdom voted for the Conservatives, and that's what was in their prospectus, what do we call it? Agenda, whatever it's called. So, like, that's a really different viewpoint, and I know some people are getting upset because I'm getting all angry and we go, yeah, but Jeremy Corbyn, he was going to come in and screw the economy, and I absolutely totally agree with you. I think he would have totally screwed the economy as well. So, like, there is no right. Does that make sense? There is no right, there is no wrong, there only is the result that we've got. But again, this is where I need you to be in your little bubble. If anybody needs, the economy to be in place, it's you, right? And I'm not talking about the government's economy. I'm not talking about the United Kingdom's economy. I'm not even talking about the world economy. I'm talking about your economy. So if you're on £1,000 a month right now and your rent's 700 and your food's 400, you're down £100, you're in trouble right now, right? And I get that. I totally get it. And it's really difficult and so on. But if you're bringing in £50,000 a month, who gives a shit? Who cares if your rent is 700 and your food's 400? No one cares, right? Because you're up. So it's not the government's economy that you need to be worried about. It's your own economy that you should be worried about. If the NHS waiting list is, 6 months or 18 months or whatever it is for an operation, and I don't know what those figures are right now, okay? But I know they're failing in those figures, right? They're totally failing in the figures because there's not enough money in the NHS. But look, if you've got private healthcare insurance, you don't need to worry about that. And I'm not saying that you don't look after your fellow man, because that's what money allows you to do. It allows you to go out and help people. But more important than that is it allows you to help yourself. I don't know a rich person who is wealthy and doesn't give back in some way. And I know I've mentioned this on a couple of previous podcasts. I remember on TV I saw Simon Cowell. Someone did a caricature, which was not a pretty caricature of Simon Cowell. It's not the prettiest anyway, I suppose, with his high-top trousers up to his chest. But he wrote like £42,000 on this drawing someone had done of him. And all the money was going to charity. That's what money allows you to do. And it's about time that you started looking after your own economy. Not the economy around you. Not the city that you live in. Not the, we don't call them states. What do we call them? Yorkshire. What do we call them? Counties. Not the county that you live in. Not the United Kingdom. Not the European economy. Not the world economy. Not the alien universal economy. None of that is important. What's important is your economy. And the time that you spend discussing things like politics, and the time that you spend arguing with people on Facebook about whether, cats are better than dogs, it's all irrelevant, right? Until your bills come in, you can't pay them. Then it turns relevant, because actually you could have spent that time investing either into yourself by making direct cash payments into an investment, or by investing in yourself by reading the books, right? By educating yourself. So, you know, when we invest, we don't invest money. We don't just land. I've started investing in cryptocurrency. I didn't just wake up one morning and go, I'll stick 10 grand into that without having a clue about what I was doing. I read up on it. I bought the entire number of books at Waterstones on cryptocurrency. I cleared the shelf of cryptocurrency. That sounds really impressive until you find out that there's only two books in the entire Waterstones shop in Leeds on cryptocurrency. And, I'm in a couple of the groups and people are going, oh, crypto, oh, it's mainstream, everybody knows about it. Like, nobody knows about it. I had to ask the woman in Waterstones where the cryptocurrency books are. And she went, what? What's cryptocurrency? She had no idea. And I'm like, Bitcoin? And it sort of rang a tiny little bell. Like, those tiny little bells? That it rang one of those. She had no clue, right? That's the time that we want to get in. And I've said this, by the way, we're probably going to do a podcast on it, but cryptocurrency feels like property did 20 years ago when I first started in property. You know, and it was really cool because property took off, right? Prices went up, we bought stuff, we did it up and we sold it, and we made the money and then we bought more. And every time we bought a second one that would keep us a buy to let. And that's how we built our portfolio effectively. We kept flipping loads of properties and we kept on keeping a couple, and that generated our monthly cash flow. It's exactly the same with cryptocurrency right now. But we didn't just go in and buy it without knowing what we were doing. We got educated on it. We listened to a couple of podcasts. We had a fair idea. We bought it. But like, could we have bought it cheaper? Could we have bought it more efficiently? Of course we could, because we're right at the start of our learning curve on that as well. Just as many people are in their property journey or their business journey or whatever journey you're on with your investing. But it all starts off with knowledge. And it's not just aligning yourself with people's knowledge who agrees with you. Because what does that teach you? That just reinforces what your belief system already is. This is one of the reasons why we're controversial, is because we don't want to reinforce that belief system. What if that belief system is completely and utterly wrong? What if we're not meant to wake up, go to work, come home, eat tea, shit, sleep, wake up, go to work, come home, eat, shit, sleep? What if that's not the plan? What if we weren't put on the planet to pay bills and die? What if we were on the planet to go down to the beach, which is what I'm doing after this? It's 3:15, so I've got an hour. What if it was that, to go in the Mediterranean Sea and go for a swim and it's like getting in a warm bath? What if that's what we're supposed to be doing? What if it's not that? What if it's you're supposed to be on the ski slopes or on a boat somewhere, or you're supposed to be helping at a soup kitchen instead of at your job? But the only thing that will allow you to do that and get out of the job so you can go do all that crazy stuff, all that wonderful stuff, is the cocoon that you're going to build for yourself, the economy that you're going to build for yourself, your habits that you're going to build for yourself, your belief systems that you're going to start building for yourself. Because, you know, your belief systems aren't fixed. If you go, oh, I'll never earn 100 grand, like, that's not a fixed belief system. So that's one person paying £1,000 every 3 days. Or one person paying, what, £3,000 every 30 days. Does that maths work? I think that maths works. Does that maths work? No, that maths doesn't work. But you know what I mean, right? £100,000 a year, £1,000 every 3 days. That works. That's like 99,000, isn't it? Someone check my maths. My maths is terrible. But if you've got a belief system that you can't do that, then you're totally right. And everything starts from, first of all, changing your belief system. But actually, before you change your belief system, becomes re-education. You don't know what you already don't know. So how do you find out what you don't know? Well, you find out what you don't know by having an opposing belief system. I really hate the Tories right now. I just think that, you know, I'm surprised. I'll be frank. I'll be surprised that off the end of Brighton Pier, there's not a ramp to wheel disabled people off the end of it. Because that's what I feel that the Tories are doing with the disabled and the poor in our country. I think it's just disgraceful, okay? So, am I more Corbyn? Maybe. But I put this on Facebook. Since when did caring about people mean that you're left or you're right wing? I never understood that. Maybe we just care about people. Maybe we don't want poor people to be starving to death and making a decision between food, shelter or heat. What sort of a decision is that in the 21st century? We're in one of the most developed economies in the world and we can't look after poor people. You know, the homeless guy that was pulling nails out of kids' faces at the Ariana Grande concert was still homeless like 3 weeks after the event, despite someone saying, oh, I'll put him up in a place. It's crazy. We live in this most modern economy. And I'll tell you what it's about. It's because the people in charge don't care. Because why should they? They're too busy lining their own pockets. But other people care, and you can be one of them. You could care even more if you didn't have that full-time job. And so when we talk about, you know, the best way to help the poor is by not being one. And we're back to this cocoon of trying to get you to the stage where actually your income is going to come from your own business or from your own property. It's not going to come from you getting up on a Monday morning and going into work and having to deal with your boss that you may or may not like and working all those hours and then going back. That's a choice, right? That's a decision that you've made to do that. And life doesn't have to be like that. But it is, unless you build this cocoon, okay? So the cocoon that you need to build has to have income. It could be rental income, it could be a business, it can be whatever it needs to be. Okay? But you've got to start building this. All right, so a little bit of a controversial one for the first one back after a couple of months. I've had like 3 or 4 months of not spouting this stuff, and it's playing in my mind, and the podcast is a great way for me to get this off my chest. It's quite cathartic in a way. I expect it upsets some people, and it bloody well should upset people. Because if you go through life just being nice and having nice things happen to you all the time, what have you learned? You haven't learned anything. All my biggest learnings came from periods where I disagreed strongly about something or I was upset about something. And you should have that too. That's what we call growth and experience. I mean, we get to grow. You know, we've all made mistakes. And the biggest thing that we learned about mistakes is not to go and do the same thing again, right? All right. So look, I hope that's useful for you. First one in a long time. Get this uploaded. And we'll speak to you on the next one. If you've got a request, just drop it on an email. Find me on Facebook or LinkedIn. And we'll have a chat. All right, my name's Dan Latter, and we'll speak to you on the next one. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.